the two largest water reservoirs in California, are now officially at critically low levels. As we posted a few days ago, the U.S. dams are in terrible condition, with many, many years, actually decades, of requiring maintenance that haven't been paid for. Now team that up with the fact that the dry season is coming in California, where little to actually no rainfall is ever expected. However, the largest two reservoirs, Shasta Lake and Lake Oroville, are well below their capacity, with Shasta Lake at only 40% of its capacity and Lake Oroville at 55%. Shasta Lake is the largest reservoir in the state and is the main piece of California's Central Valley Project, which is a complicated water system that's made of 19 dams and reservoirs, as well as more than 500 miles of canals, that's hoping to be able to get water to some drought-stricken landscapes and also power the agriculture that's in the Central Valley of California. However, it now seems that because the reservoirs are at such a low level, a lot of the water that's being held for farmers in some of these areas is not going to be able to happen. With the changes that are coming from the ecological system and the chemistry of our air changing, which changes patterns and weather and all of that, one thing is for certain, we're kind of hitting a critical mass of bills coming due, both with the needed investment in infrastructure that's like dams and reservoirs, and the fact that it's coming in too late and meeting us with a compounding set of problems that we're kind of left doing nothing about. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.